Хафав, на Тората. So la'achah she'asu chafifa ve'iyan, after she does chafifa and iyan, tatal mayim kodem atfila, she should, literally means she should release water, means she should go to the bathroom, kodem atfila, and hitzricha l'kach, if she needs it. She should be fighting herself if she has to go to Gedolim. Because if she needs to go to the bathroom, she's holding herself back. The base of storm then are not going to be right for water to come in. And then, again, even though we said that base of storm doesn't need B.S. mine, but it needs royal B.S. mine. And if she's holding herself in, then it's not going to. Then it's not right to be as mayim, and therefore the tefillah is not going to be a tefillah. Why is it a little weird?
The bladder is considered as a sperm.
What?
The bladder is considered as a sperm.
Is the bladder considered as a sperm? Yeah, you're bringing up a good point. Right? Here, look at the.
Why is he talking about the bladder? You could be talking about really, the urethra.
Right. It's more the. Well, that's. Look at Nunvav. Ramah. The footnote. If she holds herself back, then the meraglaim seems like it makes the siste arechem close. The shambin and roy levius mayim. Right? That's what he's saying. Not the loy mishum de bchalal harechem milafnim boi roy levius mayim. Not that the bladder needs royal B.S. mine, because obviously, or anything inside the uterus in that whole area, not that doesn't need B.S. mine. That's considered balua in the body. That doesn't need. But he's saying somehow the sistei arechem will become attached if she holds herself in. Okay.
What about the woman who's constipated?
A woman who's constipated.
Well, she's not clenching to hold anything in.
But the problem is she's going to use muscles to hold it in, it's only the holding it in that's the issue, not the evidence. She didn't, meaning she doesn't know whether she has to go to the bathroom or not. Also the tefillah, then the tefillah works, huh?
Because that too, she's not
going to
be holding it tight,
but she doesn't know. Oh, so let's say she did know and she still didn't.
She knew
she had to go to the bathroom, and she held herself back. Mark it or not?
Feel like this.
Any other opinion? Sounds like it would be mark. What are you going to do it for?
After
the fact, she says, "Oh, you know, I had to go to the bathroom." She knows she had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but she wasn't voluntarily holding herself.
No, she was.
She wasn't, if you remember, it would be good.
The reason why we're master b'di'evad, that's because we're not chayshish that she held herself in. But if she knows, Gav the Eved Ma'akev Kamash Kostav Elavosh Shari Tzedek Shuk Masham, so it will be Ma'akev with the Eved. Okay? Ulaachash Otzah Tzorcheh Tizor Lenar back on the top. She should be careful to clean herself. Ulaachash Bichas Hashiyot V'mokim Noki. In a clean place. That's not so simple.
Right,
because
if she goes by the bathroom.
Where's she making Hashiyot?
Make it afterwards. No, in the mikveh is really not possible that you can make a bracha. I'm saying not the bathroom, the actual mikveh.
It depends if it's like, you know, sweaty, steamy, so like a mikveh.
Then
you
can make a bracha.
Doesn't
she make a bracha?
She makes the bracha in the mikveh, but it's not.
She has to make it somehow.
Together, make it all together.
Maybe
make the lady nervous.
Yeah, okay, stop dying.
Sorry.
More work for tonight.
I'm not taking it.
We'll have to put up the sign. What's the sign?
Disclaimer?
Yeah.
I have a disclaimer.
Before she does the tefillah, she should check a checklist. So she should know that she's not missing anything. Fine. Amidas aguf b'shas hatfila. This it could be very nerve-wracking for ladies. The way she has to stand. So, b'shas ha'tfila, ein ha'tzrich l'ftoyach piyah, she doesn't have to open her mouth, because she comes up her mind. We already did that, because the mouth is considered a sasarim, all he needs is his mind. V'chamakam lo tiskor ha'tfila b'chayzik, she shouldn't close her mouth with strength, like, close her lips tight. Elo t'chavar, as it says, v'lezu b'divik v'enini, she should just close her lips together with a medium. What do you call it?
Medium pressure.
Yeah.
Good thing you're here.
Yeah.
Is it ma'akiv?
I would say yes. Yes, because your clenching would be, she'd have like, you know, it wouldn't get to every, you know, when you go, like.
Okay, so it's a little complicated.
No, but if she comes out, she into the way, I don't know what I did. You guys in the back.
No, no, okay, we'll get to that. No, no, you wouldn't ask.
That's not the last halacha I did, man.
Why?
Just said,
also, the question is, why? What's the chashash here?
What's with your eyes? You can't close your eyes either.
The reason that she can't close her lips tight because there's going to be the lips are going to have a chatzitza? Or is it the mouth that's going to have the chatzitza?
The lips, because it's out
of the... Is it the lips itself or is it all the way in the inside? Is it she blocking the inside?
No,
or is it
no, you don't need the
lips themselves are going to have a chatzitza?
Both.
You don't need the inside.
But you don't need
that. You don't need the inside. Both, because you cover both places. That's not fair.
I think that the Iker problem is the lips, though.
What's going on with this?
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know. I hope the mitzvah lady is
probably... Same thing with her also. Same thing with eyes, too. No, you can't clench your eyes.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that, too. Okay, with all these things, just say, if she does it, then you have to ask her up. Okay, like Tatsun is saying now, like the fact can be guys, she shouldn't close them. And she shouldn't open them too much. She should close them loosely. Right? But whether she like Tiskaras Yodel the Chaizik, she shouldn't close her hands, clench her fist. But I can chain her mind in a way that her water won't be able to get inside. So he also says Dvaramanal Kiroi Tasa Shayla Tchachim. Right? If she didn't do that, then you have to ask her a shayla. Right?
Lips also Roy, or does the water have to actually touch them?
Lips, of course, they
need. Yeah, water closing, even if you're lightly closed.
No, lightly.
Part of the lips.
No, because the water will touch.
Lightly, it'll
water will still touch every.
I'm assuming it's got to be light enough that the water should touch it. Yeah.
How far?
I don't know. How far in?
Yeah.
Whatever's normally seen.
Okay.
I guess whatever would hit you when you take a shower.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, in a minute, well,
in
the next paragraph,
you might be clenching your lips.
No.
No, but if you would take a shower without clenching.
Yeah, but also 10 minutes in shower, you're going to be clenching your lips.
What happens if she closes her teeth?
Like it doesn't happen.
Not the lips. He didn't ask that. Yes, the opposite. So I'm asking the other one, right? She clenched her teeth,
but
not her lips.
Water goes right through your teeth.
Yeah, it's just a teeth. You shouldn't do it either, but it's okay. Yeah?
Good flossing.
Why? Just in case. I don't know. Maybe
that's what it says.
It's very hard to do that because women when they go down or anybody that goes down water, it's reaction. So you have a lot, you know, holds your breath.
It's difficult, not easy. The water has to go in all the revealed places in the gup lachem, like the gup lachem b'skufa. Therefore, she shouldn't stand straight. She also shouldn't bend over too much. Ela tichra ma'at. She should bend over a drop. Right? The ain't a tzricha laharchek es ragleh zumizu yosumidat. She doesn't have to open the legs more than what's enough. Gam le laharchek zroy estel me'aguf. Right? What should do with her arms?
Right? But one of these, no?
She shouldn't go up. The problem is that you lose both ways. You stand up too tall, you're going to make wrinkles in the skin. You bend over too much, there's also wrinkles in the skin.
And everything has to at the same time.
Yeah, so we'll get to that in a minute. Right? So that's why it's a little nerve-wracking. You got to have it perfect. Right? Shalit san isha, yeah? No, I'm good. It's nerve-wracking. Yeah?
It'd be really skinny where you don't have any wrinkles.
Even so, let me. That's the eyes, like eyes. So if you leave your eyes open, So there's wrinkles. You leave it closed, and you're making a chassid to here. Right?
Wait. It all has to be at the same time?
Also, we'll get to that in a second, yeah?
Stand up.
Also, the Taz discusses that. Right, well, let's see. Yeah? Ella Taminim Yudera Shem Be'esim Lucha. She should stand. She should go the way that she's walking. But also the elbow. He doesn't bring this, but she can't have her hands up like this either. Because then here there's a problem.
The fingers out.
Right? If she doesn't do them correctly, then she has to ask a Shel Eschachem exactly what went on there. But theoretically, if she was bent over too much, or she was too straight, then the tefillah wouldn't be good. Right? But usually, it could be mangled because you assume that she moved around. Oh, so now, when a woman's tevel, or tevelis, right? Her feet are where?
On the floor.
So why is there not a chatzitza?
She jumps up, no?
It's wet.
It is. Don't you jump up? Don't you look your feet like... First of all, they're wet.
So what?
Doesn't mean different.
Probably water on
the back of the
underneath, she's stepping on the water.
She's stepping on it. That's a chatzitza, man. Isn't it? She, if it was her arm,
but they got her feet are wet from the nipple.
Oh, so what? But the matter, her whole body is not wet. If you understand that, then you understand this whole.
They jump up. They don't jump up.
No. Ain't sort of. Here we go. Ain't sort of. Because we're Amarasim. Ain't Tarek Tzadriya as Ragleh Mea Ritva B'Shas HaTvilah. Right? You don't have... She does not have to lift her feet off the floor when she's being Tavel. Or Tavel. Yeah? Why?
Oh, he said it.
The Ain't Chashash Shalei Yikantzu Mayim Bein Ragleh L'Kakaz the Mikvah. There's no Chashash that water won't go between her feet and the floor of the Mikvah. M'shem Shek Shek Nitha Ragleh L'Mikvah. Once when her feet went into the mikvah, the water went first, the nogu beragleh, and it touched her feet.
Same thing with
everything. Before it reached.
She's not going down like this.
Oh, so that mayim is all attached to the mikvah.
So
that's what the Taz says. So you assume that if a woman bent over too much or straight, you assume that at some point.
So then you can clench your lips. And you can clench your lips.
No. It's not lechatchila to
clenching your lips.
You just want to just lift up your feet. You don't only have to lift your feet if there's dirt on the floor.
Why can't you dip your lips in and then you won't have to worry if you're clenching your lips later on?
And a chanami. Now let's say a woman who's nebuch invalid.
English.
To what extent?
She can't get into the mikvah by herself.
So we throw her in, right?
So what do you do?
Make your hand wax.
We're talking about the broken leg.
Yeah, yeah, huh?
Well, we're talking about the broken leg. No, on Shabbos. With a Shabbos. With the pot. He said if she, like when you do when we do two on Kalim.
That's why.
He said if it's Shabbos, he discussed it. Oh,
Shabbos. On Shabbos, he discussed it.
Yeah, so what do? So you make your hand wet. And then it's already machlokes. We have to hold tight and not loose. But you make your hand wet. And then that makes it, that attaches to the mikvah.
And the person has to go.
As the machloek is shachtaz, whether she has to make her hand wet from the mikvah or she can make her hand wet.
And the person gets in also?
However they can technically.
I'm saying does that matter?
No.
Is that why we dip O'Kaley into the mikvah?
Unless it's exactly mem, so mayim, then it would be a problem.
I mean, dip a hand in first? Yeah. Is that why we dip a hand in first before the kale?
That's like if a woman, if somebody can't, is going to totally the kli and it's going to fall to the floor, then an eighth is to make your hand wet and then hold the kli.
I always do it beforehand.
Shabbos, 3:16.
I wasn't here.
So, this is, can't come.